From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Collins Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
I'm excited to be here tonight. Liz, I hope everybody who said they were going to be here is here tonight. Yeah? Not as yet. Okay. You have to mark. I think somebody should be at the gate too. You're marking. All right. Two persons left. Okay. Anybody who says they will come and they don't come without reason, they shouldn't be allowed in. Oh? For the rest of the corona season. Yeah. Because I think I have people who are checking for me. Some people say they come, then they won't come. Five people last time. How many? What? 12 people 2 days ago? Last night. 12 people who said they would come, they were not here. 12 is a lot. If it's one or two people, okay, maybe something happened. But 12? You're making a joke. It's not a simple thing to try and keep you warm from Tuesday to Sunday morning. I don't know if you know what I'm doing about this. Time and time again, people don't appreciate ministry. You should go to, people have closed their churches for 7 weeks. And rather, I have increased the church almost like every day there's church. Are you making joke about this thing here? You know. So please, those who want to come, that's why it's only 30 people. Those who want to come, register and come. Already the people who work with me and all of that, they're almost 30. You can have church every day. Esther, isn't it? We're very excited because where else do you want to be in this season, in this time, than in the house of the Lord? All right, let's pray. Father, this afternoon we are here again to hear from you and to be fed. Bread of heaven, feed us till we can't even handle anymore. Thank you for everyone who is here. I pray you minister to us and that our lives will never be the same again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Psalm 23. I shall not want is the title of my messages. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Ah, that's a very confident statement. This is my confidence. That as long as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's my confidence. And confidence is something that can reward you. The Bible says, do not do away with your confidence, which has a recompense of reward. You know that scripture? You don't know? All right. You are the only faithful person who yeah, everybody else is faking. Yeah. I'll show you the scripture. Unless you know it. Is Hebrews 10, 35, that's right. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Your confidence is like a collateral. Without it, you will never get money. You will never get a loan. You will never get a mortgage. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. New Living Translation says what? Why don't you just come in with her? Josh, just come in with her. Josh, is that how we do it at First Love? Walk with a lady, tell her what to say. Isn't it? As you're pointing her through the window, I don't know which bush church you've been to all these years. How do we easily so forget the things that we've learned? So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. That is what David said, that this my confident trust in the Lord is that as long as he's my shepherd, I shall not want. Whether the country goes into lockdown, whatever it is, he says that this is my confidence. I will not throw it away. I will not throw this confidence away. That he has never failed me yet. I am confident he will not fail me. Even though I've just seen these walls around, I thought they would have moved by now. But I know even though these walls are still around, he has never failed me yet. So there's a certain confidence I have that there's a time that is coming that this world will not be there anymore. Amen. He said, remember the great reward it brings you. So those of you who don't have confidence, you have to find one. It's not sold at a Chinese supermarket. Yeah. Your confidence comes from what you know from him. From what you know about him. From the revelations you have received about him. Paul, for example, the Apostle Paul, because he never experienced such a thing before in his life, that on the road to Damascus, I mean, all his life, he was brought up as a Pharisee. You know, he has his credentials in the Bible. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was circumcised on the eighth day. Some people have not been circumcised yet for 30-something years. On the eighth day, he was circumcised. And he boasts about that. And then he followed the law. He was a Pharisee. He was actually raised by Gamaliel. And so, as he started to persecute the church, nobody could tell him how he was wrong. He was very, very convinced about that. And then from nowhere, on the road to Damascus, this light from the heavens, I mean, the guy was so amazed that in his address to whatever was happening and whoever was speaking, he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Immediately he submitted to the voice. Because you don't say, "Who are you?" He's who? Who's there? If he was a Guyanese, he would have said, "Who's there?" Kuneta, he said, "Who's there? What your name? Who is you?" You can say all the things that the Guyanese would have said. But he said, "Who are you, Lord? Lord, who are you, Lord? I ask." And he said, and the voice, he didn't know the person. He said, and the voice replied, "I am Jesus the Nazarene. I am Jesus the Nazarene, the one you are persecuting." Since the guy got up from that experience blind, and Ananias came and prayed for him, from that moment, nobody could tell him anything else that Jesus was not the Christ. You're making a joke. I said, you're making a joke. To tell the Apostle Paul, he will always, anytime anybody asks him, that's what the Bible says, that whenever you are asked be ready to, you know, to answer those who ask you why you believe. Either says, "I love Sunday morning. Why do you ask me such a stupid question? Because you spend time doing so many things, and I spend time Sunday morning wabia here, right here. You asking me why I waste my time coming to church? You're making joke. It's because of my confidence. That is why I frequent where I frequent." Okay, you clap when you finish. And that is why it is a shame that after so many years, some people will just walk away. So then you question yourself, where was that confidence? Was that real? This thing that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why is that now? You don't want to hear about the Lord anymore. So all the things you were saying, were they true? Were they true? Were you acting? Were you faking it? Were you really, really confident about it? I don't, I
So he says your confidence brings reward. So yes, remember the great reward it brings you. So Charlie, if you don't have confidence, I wish I could tell you that they sell it at Ruby's gas station on Mandela Avenue. But they don't sell it there. And that is how many people's lives are. There's no confidence in really God. The confidence is in something else. Yeah. Many of you here, your confidence is not in God. Because if your confidence was in God, the Bible says that your confidence brings you great reward. I was telling Bishop David today that I meet from Tuesday to Saturday. He said, Charlie, that is wild, pa. And I smiled. Confidence. 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 If I go on Facebook, how many of you would tune into Facebook? You are lost. I have fans rather outside Guyana who'd want to hear what I'm saying and what is going on in Guyana. Not my sheep, not the people God has given to me. And I am more concerned about the people that God has given to me, not people who are browsing, who can't give offering, and who can pay tithe. I am for the people who pay tithe and people who give offering. That is my fold. And so anything that can take me away from that, I fight it. Yes. You think about it. Tuesday, the only day I rest is Monday night. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning I preach. I just don't want to do Sunday evening. I would have done it. But I said, no. You see, and so I am teaching you as you're growing up, Shania, that when you say you love God, you say you are called by God, you should do things that proves that. Not now that the government has not banned public gatherings, you, the church, you've closed down your doors. And we are not led by the government. We are led by the Spirit of God. Yeah. You see, because people won't come to church anyway. Sunday morning, people won't come to church anyway. They won't come. I mean, it's not that Sunday morning we are here, the place is packed. People are not coming anyway. People don't come. Yeah, even here, if I had said, okay, no number limit, you see, many people will still not come. Yeah, you don't know people. So you have to follow your confidence. And that is what David had enough to say, I shall not want. You see, if you don't have that confidence, you in this world, you hold on to all sorts of things. You hold on to all sorts of things in this life when you don't have confidence in the Lord. I mean, I was very surprised when this morning the message about, oh, okay, we'll send you something on Monday came. I smiled. Because I said, the people are sitting down here, sitting on their money. I'm here. I told the teachers, I said, you are not going to school. You don't go to school. You are getting salary, sitting down at home and getting salary. Give me half of it. I posted something on the platform. 200, 100, only 2 people responded out of 160 people. You see, God will give them. God will give them my confidence in the Lord. I just want to make you part of it. He's never failed me yet. It's not to build my own house. So what about if I said, build a house for me? Hey, nobody will mind me. Oh. If the building was me, shall I want to build a big house? So please give me some money. You see how many reasoning and how people will talk. What? Me ain't got no house and he want house and this and this. You see all the things that Guyanese people will say. So today I was even saying that, you know, even if we go online, unless we really have to go online, if I'm going online now, I'll not even put the offering MMG number. I'm a little skeptical about that as a Guyanese pastor online. There's nobody I know in Guyana as a pastor who goes online and shows a number to give offering to. Will either be commended or people say, what? It's all a church depot now. That is why I'll ask a bank for a point of sale system, and the bank person will tell me that it is not for a church.
It's a business thing. It's a condition. Whatever condition, that if I fulfill the condition, you give it to me. Don't tell me nonsense. It's a sign of the lack of knowledge about church. What church is about. You say it's not for church. He should be fired. You should wait for the corona to go. I'll go and see him. No, what do you mean? What do you mean? Because with the point of sale system, you just put in your Republic card. You put in your Scotia card. Enter. Finish. Yeah, Goldfinger will rest. He doesn't have to walk around with bags and all these things. He tells me that it's not for church. What do you mean it's not for church? What do you mean? Do you know what we do as a church? Do you know what we do as a church? You don't have a clue. You think we are that small church in your area that you go to? So please gather all your confidence and put it in the Lord. Otherwise, you'll be a Christian for many years and will never experience the greatness of God. Because the greatness of God comes through confidence. God will never come through for somebody who doesn't believe in him. Who will step into somebody's business and matter when you don't believe him? Even with sicknesses and all of that, if you don't go to a doctor that you believe in, they can't come and say they want to heal you. You go to people you believe will heal you. So sometimes when you go to the hospital, you're looking for a particular doctor. No matter which doctor is there, he says, no, I want Gobin. Where's Pinky? I want Gobin. I want Dr. Singh. There are doctors there who probably may be better than the one you are asking for, but that is the one your confidence is in. That's the one your confidence is in. And sometimes, even if it's paracetamol they give you, you even get better. Meanwhile, when you were asked to take paracetamol, you said no. But because of your confidence, you go and they give you paracetamol. You leave. What's the doctor say? So the doctor says, he gave me paracetamol. He said, 2 weeks time. And I've already started feeling better already. It's a matter of confidence. It has a great reward. It brings you great reward. And therefore, David analyzed God and said, this Lord here, he is the only person I will submit to. The Lord is my shepherd. And he says that I shall not want. I know I shall not want. I shall not want. There's nothing I will lack. I will not need. I will not have need of anything. You think about it. Whether David is not right. If one of these big men, rich people in Guyana was your father. Instead of how you are struggling. Yeah. Even if your child father was minding your children for you, you'd have been better. You'd have been feel free. Even your child father can easily make you not want. Casey, just a job. If you get a good job, that's all. All your problems are gone. All you need is just a good job. I mean, so how can you not rate God above a job? I mean, so that is why God cannot do much for many people because he is not magnified in the eyes of people. And once he's not magnified, he will not do anything for you. And I'm saying many of us, our happiness is little. Once you get juke, you're happy. You are content, whether there's food or not. Some people, their case is very fantastic. Yes. A little hug, a little money, take you out, buy you food. That's all. You are the happiest girl in town. But you think about it. Is this the level you have demoted God? Somebody who takes you out once in a while to a place where everybody goes? KFC? Chicken that is put in between bread that you can actually do it at home? So it is that is why we don't see much in our lives. Because we don't elevate God the way he is. It's not like he is even someone who is begging you to, you know what, please make me important in your life. No. He's high and lifted up. Already, God himself is already high and lifted up. By the time we get to know God, he's already who he is. He's already God.
Now we now have to catch up with who he is. And because we are human beings and we've lived our lives in different ways, we elevate things higher than God. A man, just a simple man, got a simple yard fowl. I mean, you can't leave him to read your Bible. You can't leave him to pray. Whatever he says, you do it like the person created you. You I mean, it's like a superb. I mean, your satisfaction is so little. And please don't let God come that low in your life. Because he's big. He's big. He's big. If you read the Bible, you see the things that he can do. Things that he can do. He can cause it to rain for 40 days straight. Every day, every minute, it's like it's raining. You think that, it normally rains 5-10 minutes. No, this one is 30 minutes. Now it becomes 1 hour, 2 hours. You see, when you read the Bible, please stop and imagine. That's why it's important to meditate on his word. Joshua 1:8 says it, that if you meditate, think about the things, that if you were in those days, you are there, and it begins to rain for 40 days, 1 month. I mean, you're gone. You're finished. Look at it. Somebody bleeds for 12 years. Every day bleeding. And goes everywhere, including China. And doesn't get the right thing. And then all of a sudden she develops confidence in touching the dress of this man who is passing by. You see the reward that it brought.
Oh my.
And so there are so many aspects to this person we are talking about. And it's as if God is speaking to you through me. That if only you believe in him, you believe in him, you believe in him, he will give you something that nobody can give you. Because at the end of the day, your satisfaction is just something little. Anita, if Mr. Is it Ray? If Ray was taking care of this body and Micaiah, all the M's and all this, you'll be one of the most happiest ladies around. Of course, once he takes care of them, you find another thing to also worry about. That's you. That's how human beings are. Carla, if there was somebody in your life to take care, to be a father figure to Jonathan, to Isaiah, and to Shania, oh boy. Aish! Your hair will grow more. I tell you, peace. Shining brighter than how you. Small. Some of you, just the fella to come to church with you. If only he would have come to church with you. Just that. Just church with you. If he was to come to church with you, I tell you, you are just ungrateful. You look for something else, but you'll be very happy. Just church. Oh, Lord, just Sunday. You weekday, let him be busy, but at least Sunday morning, let him dress up and come to church with me. Or even go and see Bishop. Just at least go and see Bishop. If this man only go and see Bishop. For you, that's what it is. Go and see Bishop. All your problems are gone. And then this is the struggle that you think the one who caused rain to come down for 40 days. Who divided the Atlantic type of ocean for millions of people to walk down on dry land. You try water in a bucket and see if you can divide it in a bucket. You try. Please, you try. When you go home, try. James, when you go home, try. Put water in a bucket and try and use your hand and separate. Divide the water into two. Part the water into two. You use your hand, your children will come and ask you, is what are you doing? I'm trying to pat the water in the bucket. Leave that one, you can't do it. I see you move. So David says this one, thank you, the Romeos. Thank you. Carla would like somebody to be driving and she's on sitting in the front. Oh, yes. She'll be the most happiest woman around. Our happiness is little. And the one that I'm talking about, he can do, I don't know whether I should say zillion times, zillion, trillion, or trillion, zillion times than that little thing that you are crying about. You're crying about. Only problem is that your confidence is not yet in him. The confidence is all over. It has not been channeled into him that my confidence is in you. You can see, we'll be doing this you see, before Corona is gone. And we would have not shut down the church. Because God, he looks at all of us. And those with confidence in him, he gives them more. I'm sure, I don't know what our neighbors think about us as we come here every evening. So what are these people doing? But this is a time that the light must shine. The light shines in darkness. Bishop said, this is the darkness time. This is the night. Duma. Is it Duma? Yeah, the night. This is the time that comes where no man can work. It's the night and our light must show this time. And this is the way we make our light shine. Yeah. He said, he maketh me lie down. This God we are talking about, he is my shepherd and he makes me lie down. So we've been looking at some things that help to make a sheep lie down. Sheep don't lie down. No. If you take sheep out and they go into the grass, they don't lie down. They lie down only under conditions. Yeah. Just like you and I. We will not rest until we are comfortable. Eh? So there are four things that I'm taking you through that makes sheep lie down. And that's what God does. Number one is God takes away the fear we all have in this life. Fear of the unknown. Fear of uncertainty. Carol, as you have 8 children or 9 children, 12, 7, 8, and a guy has not married you, all you need is a diamond ring on your finger. That's all.
That's all.
You think God can't bring a diamond ring? Your confidence has not been channeled towards him. I see you move the mountain, and I believe. You can't write songs so. Otherwise, when you write songs, Sharon, if you don't have confidence, when you write songs, it'll be Abba Jabba 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 Abba Jabba Buju 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 Buju. They say, Calypso King. Yeah, Monarch, Calypso Monarch. Of foolish lyrics. Yes, nothing, something that doesn't even boost anybody's confidence in anything. So God is the one who takes away fear. Because the Bible says he did not give us the spirit of fear. All the things that you are afraid of in life, it's only God who can take away that fear. Yeah? You won't marry, you will not have children, you won't do well, you won't eat. All those, it's God who takes care of those fears. Otherwise, you walk in it. Job said that that which I'm afraid of has actually happened to me. So most of the time, the things you are afraid of, it will happen to you. Yeah. So when we take him as our Lord, he removes the spirit of timidity. The spirit of fear, he takes that away and he gives you power and a mind that is sound. Yeah, sound mind. It's God who gives that. So when God takes away the fear, then the sheep can now lie down. Remember, he makes me.
And when sometimes when you are fighting with somebody, someone says, shut up. You say, make me.
Because it's not easy to make people do things.
Make me. Now, I'll write you off. So, write me off now. Write me off now. Do now. Now, do now. Make me now. Make it. Do it now.
So, to make, David was saying that he's the only one who can make me lie down quietly. He's the only, the church is the only place where, even though I get vexed, I can't. You see, so many of you who still in church, you can use all those kind of words and get angry and misbehave. There's a certain confidence and a certain oversight that he doesn't have over you. Because once he has that over you, he's the one that makes you lie down comfortably. He takes away fear. Then the second thing is that he takes away the friction among the sheep. Sheep have competition among themselves. Just like in the church, people, this person doesn't like this person don't talk to this person look at this person straight. There are some people in the church, they've never spoken more than good morning to somebody before in the church. Some of you have never spoken anything to anybody in the church before. These are all things that happen in the church, in the fold. It is God who changes these things. Because as long as God speaks to you about it, then you change about it. Otherwise, we will dwell at the workplace, in our homes, in our communities, in our house, and we'll fight. That is a big woman. You can't talk to me like that. That is a big woman. Yeah. I think the choir was trying to do something for their leader's birthday and all of that. Come and see. The bigger ones, they didn't agree with the younger ones. That's a big woman. If you're doing something, you gotta tell me right. You gotta speak it well. As a shepherd, I understood it. I had to call them and talk to them. Some people said they are big. Some people said they are small. That's what happens in the fold. It's only the shepherd that actually takes away. And these things don't make people join things. Yeah, the friction does not allow sheep. People won't come to the church when they realize that this is a place where people are fighting one another. Confused. No. So if you're a pastor and you can handle a lot of people, it will be because you ensure that there's no friction around. Otherwise, you see one sheep looking at one sheep like that. Meh. Get away, meh. I don't like you, meh. And women have some special gift. They can feel animosity towards one another without even knowing the person. Yeah, it's like I don't like her. Meanwhile, you don't even know her. It's only women who have that grace. Never spoken to her before. Sometimes it's just even somebody who said something not so good about that person, and then you carry it on. Take it up. These things go on among sheep. It goes on among human beings. It goes on. It is until the presence of this. Yeah. Because one day Jesus told the disciples, he said, why are you fighting among yourself? Who is the greatest? I've called all of you. Have I ever thought about greatness? Why is it that your mind is on who is big, who came first? It's all about that. You wait now. Right now, if I say I'm trying to, okay, let me select 10 people to do something. People will find something about the 10 people that I've chosen. Why this? Why her? Why she? Why him? Why not me? But there's a certain peace that the shepherd brings. Hallelujah. That when there's a storm, he can rise up and say, peace be still. Peace be still. The disciples couldn't peacefully settle in the boat until he rose up. It is the presence of this God that gives us a certain peace to be able to lie down. Then the third thing is when there are pests, parasites, flies. There are flies. When you talk about flies, you talk about insects that affect sheep. They can't lie down. Oh, can mosquito make you sleep well? Uh-huh. So we are sheep. All are we like sheep have gone astray. All are we. So just as a sheep will lie down and then a fly will do, you see, they don't have hands. They don't have bop. They don't have a bacon to spray. So they get very agitated. They get very restless. Now the shepherd has to now come in and try and apply oil or try and take care of them in such a way that the insects don't disturb them. Sometimes you see dogs, some of these dogs that are not kept well, sometimes they'll have sores on their ears and you see flies and they'll flip like that and the fly won't go. Sometimes they'll flip it, the fly wouldn't go. In the same way, you and I, the fly that disturbs us is demons. It's problems. It's challenges. Once, you see, when you are going through issues, you don't come to church. You don't pray. Many of you, the only thing you do is you cry. It's like, where's my shepherd? Where's my shepherd? You can't have a shepherd and cry. Those who cry are those who don't have shepherds. Because the moment you have a shepherd, even if the crying comes, you call your shepherd and say, shepherd, come see what some mosquito is trying to do. The shepherd comes in like a bop. The shepherd solves all the problems. Yeah. He's like lighting up a Kyle. Light up a Kyle. A black Kyle. Touch mosquitoes, they'll get dizzy, they'll get drunk, they will not touch you. And that's what happens. People are not restful when demons are affecting them. Yeah. Many people are affected by demons. They can't settle in the church. Remember, you can only lie down when it's not there. So all those who, you should, even including the pastors and those who you know, from the scripture, he makes me lie down. It means that number one, there is an absence of somebody in that person's life called a shepherd. That's why they can't stay. That's why they can't lie down. Those who have been around and still continue to be around are those who have somebody over them. Which means that no matter the situation, that person speaks and you are affected. You are, you know, you are sorted out, you are resolved. People who go about back and forth, they don't have a shepherd. It's just that we are here as shepherds, but we are not their shepherds. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if I was these people's shepherd, where I am, that's where they will be. It's so simple. You don't have to smile at me for me to use a smile to say, oh, I am your shepherd. No, 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 no. If I'm a shepherd, my meeting should make the people who are my sheep lie down right here. If I say 2 hours, they are here for 2 hours. They go. That's what the sheep does. So it is evil spirits that keep people away from their shepherd. That does not make them stay in one place. Look at the madman of Gadara. Anytime I meet this guy in heaven, I'll ask him whether he ever had a house. I'm sure he did. Because when we hear of him, he was just walking about. Why? Because demons were tormenting his life. Many people don't sleep at night because demons are tormenting their lives. Guyana is going through what we are going because of demons. The country is restless. I just listened to one of the, was it newsroom or something? Some Facebook, before I came, I just listened to a short clip. This person came to, Roysdale Ford came to say something, Anil came to say something, somebody came to say something, and you are just asking yourself, what is all this? Many people don't even understand what the court case is. It's very confusing because it's a certain group of people who understands what they are doing. Most of the population, all they know is that they say Granger thief election. But you see, if you analyze it, if you are very objective, all this thing that is going on started with the Anil Nandlal, who before the winner was declared, went to court and sought an injunction. That's when all these court cases started. Without him, there would not be any court case. In fact, what I learned from the little news that I heard is that all that is going on, it will have to happen after the president is sworn, whoever won is sworn in. And then you have to go through an election petition. And that is where recount and ballot boxes and statement of polls, that's when all those things can be reviewed. GCOM can't bring, like Jagdeo has filed that they should bring the SOPs, the statement of polls. Jagdeo has filed that all of that should be brought to court. And they are going to court fighting about this. But the judge is saying, there is no election petition yet. It's like there's no declaration for people to say, no, we don't agree. And then if you don't agree, now you go to court. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. It's very, very simple. So what they are doing now should have been done after. But they are just preventing what should have happened before. So that now it's like they are trying to muddy the waters so much that if you say that somebody has won, it will be said that a person has rigged the elections. Already rigging information has gone out. There has been false accusations. There have been lies going on around. Because what you have and what I have, which one is true? The person who has the right thing is the people who are in charge of elections, which you are now saying you don't believe them. So who are you going to believe? Even if they are lying, they are the ones we have to believe. Who else are we going to believe? Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Guyana Elections Commission is the right organized body institution to deal with all of this. So when you say you don't trust them, then what you are saying is that, then who else do we trust? When you go to court, the court says it is not our thing. It has to follow its course. And then if you don't agree, then you come to us, then we can go through it. But they have started a court business. And so at the end of the day, it will end back up to declaring the winner. And then it will be, because now Americans are saying this, this person is saying this. So it's like already the waters have been muddied. And remember, that's what happens with churches and pastors and the devil. He always say bad things about the pastor, say bad things about the churches, so that people will not believe in the church. It's demonic. And this is what doesn't make people lie down. Doesn't make people believe in God. People don't believe in the church. People have lost faith in the church because the flies. Too many people. Too many. Even now is the time that we should really invite people to church, you know. Now is the time. But now everybody has forgotten about that. Yeah. It's like, church, Charlie, you don't know what corona has come, incoming. But if you die now, you are going to a wild place that you don't have an idea about. Corona will not even be compared to what will happen to you when you die without Jesus Christ. So God comes in. When Jesus met the madman of Gadara, he was able to make the man lie down. Now the man could go home and sit down and eat. The man could go home and lie down on a bed. The man could go home and now put on fancy clothes. When the people saw him sitting down, catching breeze, they were wondering, is it the same guy we have been seeing at the cemetery road? When we pass cemetery road, we see him running around and shouting and crying. And is this this guy? Because he had actually met the shepherd. And that's what God wants to do for you. If only you take him up as your shepherd and put your confidence in him. He will wipe away your tears. He will cast all the devils away. All the things that doesn't make you relax and live that peaceful life. He will take care of all those things for you. Amen. Stand to your feet, somebody.
give Jesus a big hand clap this afternoon. Hallelujah.
I believe in God, the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Our Father everlasting.
The all-created one, God Almighty.
Through your Holy Spirit.
Through your Holy Spirit, conceived Christ the Son. Jesus our Savior.
Because we have you as our shepherd. Thank you for ministering. Thank you for speaking. Thank you for talking to us this evening. In Jesus' name. Amen. You have your communion, the bread and the wine. Take it. Social distancing, so. I don't know whether you want to share. I will pray over the wine for you. If you have a bottle of wine, I want to pray over it also, so that you take it home and, you know, when you feel, when your heart is overwhelmed, take a little bit, some bread, pray over it, and then you have communion. So take out your bread, take out your wine. We are not sharing because we don't want to be touching something and then, you know. You have to drink all, honey. There's a wine around. Yeah, okay. I hope your hand is sanitized as you're opening your bottles and all of that. Okay. You know, the Catholic Church, they've stopped communion because they did drink from one cup. We will not stop because we don't drink from one cup. Yeah, if you don't think along, you know, yes. Jada, you can't drink, huh? Use a little girl. Okay. Yes, Lord. Thank you. You are not at the bar, okay? We are in church. So let your mind work properly.
At the cross, my Savior, oh, shed his blood, was crucified just for me. He gave his life at the cross. At the cross, at the cross, my death was paid. All my sin were washed away just for me. Amazing grace. At the cross, at the cross, my Savior died, shed his blood, was crucified just for me. He gave his life at the cross, at the cross, my death was paid. Oh, all my sins were washed away just for me. Amazing grace.
The Bible said on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. After giving thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, Bible says, he took the cup and he said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This is the New Testament in my blood. Drink it as often as you do it in remembrance of me." One thing that I want you to exercise your confidence in God about is that before Easter, Easter is celebrated during Passover. And the history of Passover is when the Israelites were leaving Egypt. When firstborns died, the spirit of death passed through the country. We are taking this communion against the spirit of death. As death is passing through the country, through people's lungs, people's hands and people's mouth and all of that, you and I, because of this blood, will be protected in the name of Jesus. Just as on that night in Egypt, there was wailing. Rachel's children, the Bible says, were wailing as the Egyptians were mourning and crying and shouting about their firstborn of humans and animals. The Israelites were quiet, they were perplexed, they were moved as they and their firstborns and their children were kept safe in the houses where the blood of the lamb had marked the doorposts. As we eat this bread and as we drink of this cup, may the blood of Jesus mark our foreheads. May it mark our lives. May it be a filter. People walk around with masks, but may the blood of Jesus be an invisible mask that corona nor any virus cannot be able to penetrate. Even if you find yourself around somebody coughing, once they have corona, you will not have it because of this communion, because of the blood. This blood is going to cause everything like death pass you by. Let's lift up the bread together. We declare the body of Jesus Christ. Lift up the cup. This is the remedy. The world is looking for a medication. This is our medicine. Our health, our peace, our protection comes from what we are holding now. What you have in your hands, in the cup, in the bottle, I turn it into the blood of Jesus. Drink it to your protection and extension of your life. You will never fear evil because he, the good shepherd, is with you. The blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus came and loved me, took my sins to Calvary. He has made a way for me. Now my eyes are open.
Since I've come to know him, his great love
has set me free. Lifting up your hands, oh, you shall. Wipe it away from your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are the Lord that healeth us. Be healed from every weakness. Any demon that is oppressing you, any demon that is tormenting your life, I curse that demon right now. I curse that demon right now. I curse that demon right now. Demon, demon, I speak to you. Leave now in the name of Jesus. Let a mighty hand of God, a mighty hand of God, the mighty hand of Jehovah, the mighty hand of El Shaddai, the double-breasted one, the one who was, who is, and is to come, the one who died and rose on the third day, the one who said, let there be, and there was, let that mighty hand cover your people right now, in the name of Jesus. Receive his covering. Receive his covering. Receive his covering right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He will cause your foot not to be moved, and no evil shall befall you. No evil shall come close to your tent, your house, or your household.
In the name You will walk around and move around this country and you will not be affected by any sickness or disease. Because your shepherd, me, the man of God, God has placed over you, has spoken. And it is established. Father, I pray for those weak in spirit who are here tonight, who have been fighting and need refilling and refueling. I pray right now, fill them. Fill them. Fill them. Be filled. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and with power. Be filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. Be filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. Let your strength be renewed and be refreshed. Fresh oil over your life. Every tiredness I rebuke. Every tiredness in the spirit I rebuke. Tiredness in the spirit I rebuke. Your strength be renewed. Your strength be renewed. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory for tonight and what you have done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Remember your confidence, huh? You are safe. That must be your confidence. You are safe. You are safe.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.